Your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan. And wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. Well, you know, maybe a little bit longer than a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. We're running a little late today. Sorry. It's a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, the place where all the fun happens. However you are receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live this lovely Monday, May 2nd.
Mayday!
The day after Mayday?
Yeah, but how can Mayday happen on Sunday? Nobody works that day.
Well, and it doesn't... I think the actual... day, I mean, doesn't it have to do with the Haymaker Rebellion and all that stuff,
what the fuck is that?
When I think a bunch of workers said, fuck you to the man, we want 8-hour work week, 8-hour work days and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And there was riots and somebody threw a bomb into the workers and stuff.
No, that sucks.
Trumpian tactics.
Oh, yes. We're going to bomb the workers. I feel like that's anti-labor.
Ted Cruzian tactics. They don't throw physical bombs anymore, but damn, they're trying to... Scott Walker was a Kochian bomb that went off in the state of Wisconsin to decimate the unions there.
We dropping off a Coke bomb in this motherfucker.
Not the fun kind, like Hollywood party type Coke bomb either.
Anal Coke bombs. Fuck is
anal coke bombs?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
I don't know. I made it up.
I mean, I'm sure every orifice has had coke stuffed, crammed, rubbed, drizzled,
ear,
and blown into
your ear.
I don't. Yeah, you tell me that nobody's ever tried to stuff coke into their ear and see if they get high.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. You probably can't hear us.
I mean, I'm sure it's somebody who has prodigious amounts had prodigious amounts.
You're an ear coker? Somebody's like, oh, have you ever shoved it in your ear? A bunch of coke? What's up with Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina? They're weird as fuck, man. I watched that video of her falling. When did she fall? What the fuck is going on?
There was a rally they were at. She was introducing him and
God.
I guess there was like a... They were in bleachers and there was a step up to the podium.
Jesus Christ.
And she introduced him in her... warm and fuzzy, really likable way.
God.
And then...
both of them.
He came out, and as he was coming through the crowd in the background, no one seemed to notice her just kind of like... It was like somebody opened a trap door. And just went out of the picture.
She fucking disappeared.
And then some of the top comments were like, oh my God, who dumped a bucket of water on her? Because she sank down just like the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I know.
Just like the Weech.
They're both so unlikable though. I don't.
Oh yeah.
How did he decide on her to be the running mate? I mean, how the fuck did that go down?
I really,
man,
don't know. I think the reasoning was that he thinks she can take on Hillary, which is, I don't know. He knows she can take on the Trumpenstein monster, right?
Right. I mean, I know there are a lot of Republicans out there, and there's a lot of anti-Hillary sentiment, I guess, amongst the assholes. But really, who would you want running our country? a Fiorino type from the fucking Hewlett-Packard shit printer industry. I mean, my God, even if you do believe all the Benghazi bullshit from the right, she was Secretary of State, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, she has credentials.
Senator elected twice.
She's going to be better than Fiorino. Sorry, our, what is she doing over there?
Was involved in a feverish attack of the throw rug because one piece of kibble had dared to make its way under the throw rug.
Kate,
so
calm the fuck down over there, man.
She's flipping the place around.
I took her outside to pee, man. She would not fucking pee. She just doesn't like to pee.
She's not into it.
When I take her out. You don't like it when I take you out. Why?
Now she's done. She's done with us. She's leaving
she's
the studio.
Walked out the fucking door.
The right. Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. Live, we keep our eye open on the Twitter
us.
At Crab Diving. One word: C R A B D I V I N G. And you can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page. It's Crab Diving on Facebook. We have a great, brilliant, smart community over there.
Fuck you.
Of angry libs.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the occasional libertarian denizen who like to dust it up a little bit sometimes.
Sure. They want to live in Afghanistan where anybody can do whatever you want. There's hordes of armies.
Well, there's hope. You know, I think some of their views overlap just coincidentally with a lot of our views, like legalizing marijuana. They like a lot of them like legalizing or leave it up to the states, they say, you know. Also with,
but
the,
they wanna,
with the marriage thing, the yeah. marriage is a non-starter because,
but they want to leave it, leave like
that's
human,
a right. Yeah.
Right. They want to leave the human rights up to the states and they're pretending like places like Alabama, Arkansas, oh, right. Tennessee, North Carolina, fuck them, Georgia, all those asshole states, Florida, they don't exist or something. Louisiana.
Well, they exist. They trust that they'll make the right decision or big that
bastions.
the market will decide.
Yes, bastions of pure progressive.
The market decided in Bangladesh when that giant building collapsed on those 1,000 workers, right? Or 300 workers or whatever, many horrible amount of people were killed because, hey, we don't need your stupid regulations and your laws and your telling us what we can put in our walls and shit.
Oh, yes. Don't tell me what
fuck
I can
you.
Put in my wall. But
the
somebody
market will decide. See, now nobody's going to work with that company again.
Oh, right.
Because they built a bad building.
And who do we have to thank for it?
The market.
No, those 300 corpses buried underneath the fucking rubble.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
You didn't die in vain. Now we know what contractor to avoid.
It's really a...
until the next one.
An odd kind of a fairyland kind of a thing going on with a lot of these libertarians. But anyway.
This is...
But our views, I think, sometimes do overlap with the libertarians. Obviously more than the fucking evangelicals or the
that's true
tea partiers.
Well, the evangelicals, I mean, they even in the conversation, I mean, they're busy worshiping things in the sky and shit. It's very strange.
One of them is in second place for the GOP nomination right now.
He really is just an unlikable little shithead.
And a significant portion of them, of the ones that were running on that side, of the 143 that they had at the beginning,
yes,
17 were. There were a lot of Bible wavers in that group. Creepy Bible wavers. I guess you wouldn't count Santorum as an evangelical because he's a Catholic, but he's a fucking evangelical. He wants no exception for rape
what?
And incest.
For abortion or something?
Yeah, yeah. Your grandfather rapes you and gets you pregnant.
My grandfather's dead, and he never would have done that anyway.
To a girl.
Oh, okay.
And says... He says, Santorum says, fuck you, it's a gift from God. You shouldn't punish that.
What a horrible gift!
You shouldn't punish that group of cells growing in your womb from granddaddy.
Can't God send me a shitty sweater or something? Or like a fucking lamp I don't want?
You'll be reminded of the Lord's love every day.
Oh, yeah.
How about I'll be reminded of my rape every day?
Oh, sure. Hey, you can either be a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of motherfucker. It's your choice.
You shouldn't have worn those short socks to middle school.
Socks! I'm getting raped because of my fucking socks.
There's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. We still got elections going on. I mean, tomorrow is a big, big, big deal. And in Indiana, Kasich, I think most pieces of the GOP turd puzzle are up. In Indiana, trying to woo the crowd there because Donald can put really a mathematical nail in that coffin.
Are you describing this electoral process as a turd puzzle?
Well, yeah.
Oh, shit. I guess. I'm going to find the corner pieces first.
Lots of pieces.
That's how you
missing.
Solve every puzzle. You got to find the corners, and then you work around the borders. Then you work your way outside in. That's the only way. But I don't know with a turd puzzle.
Right. Oh, God, Twitter, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of these pictures, like, this is, well, first of all, these are people who really
is it gross?
Are just a hemorrhoid on society, these big game hunters. There's no reason for it. It's these two white, privileged assholes kneeling proudly over a beautiful lion that was
my God.
Probably a little while ago walking around. Okay. Oh, well, they only do special lions that are old and sick and that are going to be probably going to die anyway. And
hey,
stuff.
What would Jesus do, huh? Old, the well, old and sick.
And how sporting is that?
The old and sick. Let's shoot them and then cut off their heads exactly. And stick them on my wall. In the room where I play pool to get away from the wife and kids. That looks like a big dead animal.
Well, hey, let's rescue the old guy and you know, put him in a sanctuary somewhere where he can be cared for and loved until his demise. No, that's true. Yeah. Let's let some white motherfucker from the States put a few slugs in him.
Why is it white people that like to kill things and stick them on their wall? That's a weird... Is that, that's
in Africa.
Yes. Right, not over here. Well, no, you do it over here, too.
Killing things in Africa. Lots going on in the world. We could see what is in our headlines. I remember glancing over at the Drudgy Report a few hours earlier, and it made me the LOL in real life because it was like it couldn't have been turning on a really high speed fan, dropping your pants, having had pounds of Indian food the night before and just letting flee the most disgusting diarrhea into the fan.
Welcome,
on to Ted Cruz.
Welcome to Scatological Mondays.
Yeah. It was a big shit on Ted Cruz Fest.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, Drudge is firmly leaving his lip prints on the starfish of Trump.
Oh, jeez. Better clean up. I'm interested to find out about... There's a couple of sex scandals, though, on the right that kind of interests me. Number one, Donald Trump getting sued for the rape orgy.
I don't think that's getting really...
He participated in?
I think that's... Most people are looking upon that as a frivolous, bullshitty lawsuit, but you never know.
What if it had been a lib, a Democrat? What if it was Hillary that was involved with
Fox
raping?
Fox would launch a second channel.
Oh, my God. Come on!
The Benghazi / Hillary beaver bumping scandal channel.
What the fuck kind of candidacy are you running? I guess a brilliant one. When a rape scandal comes out, you're at some Eyes Wide Shut orgy with underage prostitutes. No one's reporting on it. No one gives a shit.
Well, right. I think most people are saying there's no corroboration. So aside from this girl who says, woman now, who says that she was a sex slave in some of these. This Epstein dude, exists and has been convicted and is, I believe, in the jail for just such abuses. He was known to have Titty Island down in the
where is it? The Caribbean?
Yeah,
somewhere?
Down in the Caribbean, I think.
Oh shit!
Where literally it was a private island where it was like the island of Dr. Moreau. You could go. And girls running around in various probably levels of undress.
Sure. Is Ted Cruz there? What's he?
All vying for scholarships.
is Ted Cruz still like having a bunch of sex outside his weird ass marriage?
Oh, gross. Yeah. There's no way. Don't you think they need to wise up after a while? Or the problem is they become Teflon. They think they're immune.
Well, I mean, listen, Ted Cruz, he's brilliant. I mean, my God, who knew he was a Zodiac killer after all these years? Yeah. He really covered his tracks.
I believe his wife talked about that today.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Towers, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 2nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal.
It's fake.
Huffington, the Post.
Fuck you, boy.
A picture of Trump.
Oh, you know, God. I mean. What's he wearing? A negligee?
He is at a rally and just he's got his fingers up in the air. You know, he's saying, let's make America great again or something like that.
God. We'll quit raping people on that island, weirdo.
And it says, Countdown Indiana leads to a story on the HuffPo itself that says Donald Trump's success in the race for the White House may well ride on the support of Republican evangelicals.
Oh, shit. Let's ride some evangelicals.
Who are now made wary as the frontrunner reveals a more liberal side to his social views.
Oh, okay.
Today, it says, in Indiana...
Yes.
Has voted Republican in 9 of the last 10 presidential elections.
Okay. What a horrible state.
So they want, you know, today they're going to determine, they think, a lot of evangelicals are going to determine how well he does in Indiana.
Hey, wasn't there a particularly heinous GOP motherfucker that was a legislator out of Indiana not too long ago? Like a real standout.
Narrow it down. The guy running, was it Murdoch? He was the one who said rape from a baby from rape is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yes.
He didn't win. He didn't win, surprisingly.
Who would say that?
That was the same election that the guy in Missouri, oh God, his name should be on the tip of my tongue. He was the famous one, legitimate rape guy.
Did he die and then his wife took over?
No.
Okay. Well, they were libs.
Legitimate rape. I'll think of that guy's name. But that guy in Missouri who lost to Claire McCaskill,
right,
was, remember the story there was how brilliant she was that she started running for the Republican primary. She started running anti this guy, Todd Akin. Just came to my head.
Todd Akin.
She started running Todd Akin ads that were like, Todd Akin is scary for Missouri. He wants to ban all abortions. He wants, but they listed everything that would make a T-Billy wet.
Yeah.
And by saying this is what he likes. So she basically was running for that crowd, a pro Todd Akin, because she wanted him to win the primary.
Oh, that's
she knew,
right.
She knew she'd beat the shit out of him easier than if she beat the establishment Republican who was
that.
Running. Todd Akin was one of these nut job, ultra Tea Party right wing evangelicals.
Crazy.
And then he ended up winning. He won the primary, and then he just handed her the state when he had that. He went on TV and said that legitimate rape thing. I understand that, you know, if it's a legitimate rape, the woman's body has a way to shut that whole thing down.
He doesn't have anybody.
That's what he said, right?
He didn't have a friend or an advisor. Yeah, that's what he said. It's like, hey, boy, I don't know this thing you're...
Like, if you really get pregnant from that time you were raped...
Right.
You must have kind of wanted it at some level.
Did you get raped?
Right?
Or was it legitimate?
Right.
Legitimate rape?
God, these guys.
Or were you lying? You're a white dude. Maybe don't ask that question.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Well, Missouri had that other crazy-ass sex scandal, too, where the... what the fuck was it? Some kind of thing with the pages or the interns or some shit like that.
Like that's right. So people were, didn't they try to pass a something later? They got some of their members were caught with their members in interns and shit.
Right.
And
this is Republicans.
And wasn't there, I think it was like an epidemic. Weren't there a bunch of Republicans and even a couple Democrats that everybody was caught diddling? And
why are
they,
politicians?
Remember they tried to pass a rule there. Like making all the women like wear burkas, just about. Like you got to cover up.
That's right.
You got to wear it appropriately because it's all those whores' fault.
No, it's not. I don't know what it is, but there's
distracting
something about
all
these,
those legislatures with your young boobies.
These power hard white old politicians who run around their dicks out. That's the fucking problem, man. They want to solve this problem. They got to lock down everybody's dick.
Lock down the dick.
Yeah, they should have locked down Hastert's dick long time ago.
Oh, a long, long time ago. And that's still not big enough of a story, goddammit. I mean, the man who is the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House and who was a member of the point the finger at Clinton for his moral turpitude in public office.
What if it came out that Tip O'Neill was doing this?
Well, right.
If a lib, it would be insane.
Right.
By the way, Tip O'Neill was never, nothing ever came out like that.
Where Tip's tip was.
Tip O'Neill. What the fuck is your name, Tip, by the way?
Well, there was his nickname.
What was his real name? Thomas?
Bartholomew.
Was it really?
No, I don't know what his name was. Thomas. Thomas P. Tip O'Neill.
Thomas! That's weird.
Over at the Drudge Report. And it is. I'm very happy by the fact, actually, that the Drudge Report, this is the headline over there, because I was going to hopefully play this. It's hard to hear. The headline, there's a picture of Cruz. Now, Drudge, not Cruz fans.
Why not?
Pro-Trump fan.
What? Trump is an evangelical.
Let's see. Trump is an angry, white, misogynist, racist, rich guy.
Okay. Well.
Who's not real religious, but may fake it to get by.
Yeah. But Ted Cruz was anointed.
No. Drudge,
yes,
rich, angry,
right,
white.
Look at my sticky dress.
So the headline over at the
big perv
at the headline says, "Boy smites Cruz." There was a rally,
okay,
that Ted Lee Cruz was at, and he was. I think he might have been here. No, he's in La Porte, Indiana.
Yeah.
He was in a theater.
Okay.
I guess. Or, you know, it actually looks like a big school with what do they call them? A gymnasium with a theater.
A gymnatorium.
Gymnatorium?
No, it's a cafetorium.
Cafetorium. And there's a proscenium in the back. You know, there's like it looks like a real theater, but then you could see the bleachers on the sides and everything.
Right.
Anyway, Ted was speaking about his tax plan.
I'm
sure it was brilliantly wonderful. And in the center of La Porte, Indiana, at a Ted Cruz rally, how much fucking whiter could that have been?
Where's La Porte? Is that a city center? Is that?
Don't know. Not sure where La Porte, Indiana is.
It's in the middle of nowhere, probably.
I'll look it up while I'm playing this. But
La Porte.
He was interrupted. I'm not sure if you can hear this, but a kid.
Yes.
They say he was a preteen boy. I don't know who the kid was with. I don't have.
Keep him away from these Republicans.
Much. But one person said, I was standing next to a young man at the rally. I believe he was put up to it by an adult.
Oh, okay.
He was very well rehearsed and seemed extremely upset by the response he was receiving for being disrespectful. So the kid yells out as Ted Cruz is talking, "You suck."
I agree with this kid.
And then
though,
Ted Cruz says, pardon me, a young man has something to say. What? And the kid goes, "You suck." And then Ted Cruz gets all Ted Cruz-y on him.
Mad?
He's Ted Cruz.
Come on. You gotta listen. If this kid said, "You suck," say, "Okay, whatever. Here, you want an autograph?" What are you supposed to say?
Can fill out our taxes on a postcard. And when we do that. All right, apparently there's a young man who's having some problems. Thank you, son.
The kid goes, "Yeah, you suck."
This kid's hilarious. Let's give him a show.
It sounded like the kid said, like, "Move on, we don't care."
Right.
Or something like that.
"Move on, we don't care."
Isn't that what it sounded? Yeah. Was it?
I can hear you suck. I can hear the other part.
There's something at the beginning.
All right, apparently there's a young man who's having some problems. Thank you, son. You know, I appreciate your sharing your views. You know, one of the things that hopefully someone has told you is that children should actually speak with respect.
Somebody grab him and pull his pants down and give him a good paddling. Jeez. Who wants to line up to help?
God damn it.
Woo!
Listen,
I want to pull his pants down.
Kid, I don't know what you're doing in those bleachers, but I wouldn't hang around these Republicans. They're pretty pervy.
Yeah.
And they get kind of handsy.
Right. Listen to that crowd.
Oh, my
Listen
God.
Listen to that crowd. They're worked up fervently over the fact that Ted Cruz just told some kid that children should be respectful.
Ted Cruz sounds like he's speaking from a Dickens novel.
Imagine what a different world it would be if someone had told Donald Trump that years ago. You know, in my household...
I think they're dragging that kid out. You can hear him still yelling.
They're beating the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah, just wait. Just wait till you hear what a... What a circus it must be.
Hey, aren't you impressed with Ted's like little fucking ad lib, though? That's funny. Got a big laugh, some applause breaks. Good for him.
Bigger applause when, you know, he was mean to a kid.
He's like Don Rickles.
You know, in my household, when a child behaves that way, they get a spanking.
Oh, God. You could see after that, the waste bins were just filled with the night's Viagra. No one needs it anymore. You're getting fucked tonight, Ethel. Ted Cruz gave me a Woody.
Stop it, Ted. You're inciting these old men.
Oh, he's talking about spanking children. Oh, yeah. Just what the country needs, goddammit.
Oh, my God. Why are these people screaming? Pause it. What are they losing their minds about? This?
And, you know, that really comes down to who we are as a people.
Yeah, it does.
That's you're gross. You're disgusting.
It does. That shows right there who you are as a people. That
you're a vile
crowd,
piece of shit.
Right. Your crowd gets
pervs.
The biggest response of the evening, probably a lot of taxed defibrillators in the crowd.
Why would it occur to him? Okay. Why would he say that? It's just such a weird ass thing to say, Ted. It's weird. It sounds strange. That kid needs a spanking. Who the fuck is he?
If it was my household.
Oh, God. You know,
if a kid or my wife, I mean.
His kids hate him. They hate him. Your wife had to explain to someone there's you're not another, the fucking Zodiac killer.
Now, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but it just does seem like his kids fucking hate him. There's another video from not that long ago of.
Yes.
The kid there. There was the end of a rally. And like everybody was leaving the stage and it was like he was grabbing his daughter to say goodbye or something. And she recoiled as if some guy was trying to drag her into a van with candy.
It's not some guy. It's one of the creepiest dudes in politics. It's Ted fucking Cruz. My
really
dad
funny.
Like totally creeps me out and stuff. He's a total creep.
Yeah. There you go. The latest.
Amazing.
Ted Cruz. So the headline over at the Drudge says, boy smites Cruz. You suck. Jeez. Now, and Carly falls off stage, by the way, is the third headline. They've got three headlines.
So
they're having a lot of fun over at
Drudge. Pratfalls, man. Those are always funny. But her fall is amazing because we were talking about it before. It's like she just disappears.
Yes.
She falls straight down.
Over and at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Apparently, they're making a lot of fun also because firmly orbiting the mushroomy cockhead of
oh my God.
Ted Cruz, is
so mushroomy. Jesus Christ.
Is Glenn Beck.
Oh, God.
Which, of course, means he's object of ridicule then over at the Drudge Report.
You know, man, we learned last week on Crab Diving that Glenn Beck was bigger than we thought he was. He's tall.
6'2".
And he's that round. He's giant.
He's a, yeah. I, you know what, in that, we talked about it. Go to Friday's show, by the way. Go to crabdiving.com and download Friday's show. Download all the
Faithless shows, Friday.
If you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, hey, take a moment and leave us a nice review. It helps us helps us spread the crabs.
Oh, yeah. By the way, shout out to my brother. He's his first day as a park ranger up
in Alaska. Yo, Jeff, what's going on?
He said he was listening to the crabs. There's one episode he couldn't get on iTunes or something. I don't know what it is.
Park rangering.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm. We'll figure it out, okay?
So the third headline over at the Drudge Report is Beck, fast and pray for 24 hours. I don't know. Apparently, that then leads to...
Is this which Beck? Is this Devil's Haircut or Fox?
I believe.
News fame.
This is Fox News fame.
Okay.
Glenn Beck invites America to join him in another fast is the headline over at Bright Fucking Bar is where the Drudge Report just sent us.
Just because we don't look like a big pink blimp with a sweater on doesn't mean we need to fast.
In a Sunday night Facebook post, Beck wrote, I would like to ask that you, your family and friends, join me for a day of prayers, fasting, and humility.
Fuck you.
To beg the Lord to not remove his hand from us. To turn to him and ask that he will heal our land.
Don't stop touching me, Jesus.
Beginning Monday night and running for 24 hours, ending on Tuesday.
Okay.
Will you pray and, if possible, fast like you have never done before?
Fuck
fast?
You.
How can you fast like you... Either you're fasting or you're not.
Yeah.
You can't fast more.
Fast like you never have before.
You can't fast harder.
You can't not eat...
Not eating is...
I'm all not eat nothing better.
Am I crazy? You can't not eat harder.
What does he think? What is he... Does this guy actually go out and make a Facebook proclamation that no one eats?
Then the Breitbart story goes on to say, Beck noted that, quote, I have asked for this in the past and was mocked. It's okay. This is the guy who stuffed his face in a plate of Cheetos last week in some really, really odd, bizarre, failed morning zoo stunt.
He's either the morning zoo or he's some spiritual leader asking us to not eat. As to show God humility.
Breitbart,
which is it?
Breitbart has made a GIF file, a moving picture of Glenn with his goggles on, face down
what
in a
wacko.
Bowl of crushed Cheetos.
But by the way, that same guy is asking us to go on like a spiritual journey with him that I believe already started. We're supposed to beg humility. Your face is covered in potato chips.
My God. Listen to how his Facebook post starts.
Oh, God. He is nuts.
It was on April 30th, 1789, when George Washington raised his right hand and placed his left on the Bible, which had been opened randomly to Genesis 49 due to running behind.
What is that? What's 49? What is that about? Genesis 49, which is that?
It would be great if it was like a rape part they accidentally opened to.
No, I know what Jesus 49 was. That was, I can feel it calling in the air tonight, oh Lord, oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life, oh Lord, oh Lord! Oh, no.
Was that Genesis or was that Phil?
That was Phil. Genesis is...
Jacob blesses his sons is Genesis 49. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come.
God is so... I mean, God never gets to the point. The Bible never... It's so ambling.
And then apparently there's some silly story.
No. Genesis 49 was, I can't dance, I can't walk. Only thing about you is the way I talk.
Susudio.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's Phil Collins, dude. That's solo Phil Collins. Straight up.
The So he goes on to talk about how this drama he apparently has made up about, I don't know, I never heard this shit about what happened before, during, and during the ceremony
With George Washington?
Yeah, swearing in.
Oh, who knows, man? There was no.
He then walked a few blocks to attend a service, as passed in a congressional resolution 2 days prior.
Nobody knows. I mean, how accurate is this account that we're reading about what George Washington did on some fucking day? Who knows what he put his hand on?
It is here that Washington spent 4 hours in prayer and made a covenant with God.
Or maybe,
he will be our God and we shall be his people. I believe this covenant is still in effect. It has protected us in this land for a great while. We are now shunning God, openly mocking him. We've chased him from our public spaces and conversations. His laws are not recognized anymore in most of our courtrooms. What? Which ones, Glennie? Which ones? We've talked about this. The adults in the country have talked about this before. There's 2.5-ish maybe of your 10 commandments that are in our laws.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Don't kill, don't steal.
Yeah.
Sometimes don't lie.
Right. The don't kill is, I mean...
Name one of the others.
Right.
That are illegal in our society.
What about that number 4 that we have hanging in the bathroom? That's weird Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
God. It's so dumb, man. We got to take all these people seriously that are talking to people in the sky. And we can't call Glenn Beck mentally ill.
He's so dramatic. And then the next sentence says, I'm in a courtyard inn in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Who cares where you are?
After speaking to maybe 6,000 people today, I will be away from my family and my business until what his business?
What is
I'm going to be away from my business. Well, he says he's lost, half a mil, right?
Yeah,
didn't
good
we talk
job.
About that?
He had to lay off a bunch of people.
Previous episode of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com.
How do you know, like, in accounts like that, they're like, and later on that afternoon, George Washington strolled down a couple of blocks, went to a ceremony, blah, 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 blah. How does anybody
it's probably
know?
Written accounts or something, but who the hell knows?
How do you know he didn't do his normal afternoon routine? I'm going to rape a couple of slaves. Watch Springer. Who cares? Fuck this.
Jerry Springer was on in the 1770s.
Yeah, open a history book.
I didn't know that. Throwing Chippendale furniture. The Indiana test. Oh, okay. That's the other headline. So that's what's going on there. I've got some stuff. If you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like us.
A lot of activity on the story. Did we talk? I think we talked about this offline. The
crab diving offline.
The gentleman... you'll have to remind me if we talked about this on the show or not. The gentleman who was killed fighting over a pew in the church?
No. Kate, read back the minutes from previous episodes. I don't remember that conversation.
Did that happen after the show, possibly? Churchgoer.
He wanted to... we did talk about this.
On the show.
No, we talked about this just in a normal, stupid conversation.
We got to stop having regular
what a waste.
Conversations. The I believe it was a Baptist church in Pennsylvania. The argument started when a churchgoer, Robert, told Robert Braxton III, 27 years old, that he was sitting in seats reserved for two other members at the Keystone Fellowship Church.
Oh, God. Why did churches have weird ass names?
I guess the gentleman got a little irritated and yelled, "Don't fucking touch me."
Okay.
After one of the church dudes tapped him on the shoulders and was like, you're in somebody else's seat. I guess he started causing a little bit of a ruckus.
Wait a second. It's nobody's seat. That's Jesus's seat, dummy. That's Jesus's house.
Apparently somebody had given a lot of money on a weekend.
It's my
house. And got their own fucking seats.
Oh, yeah.
They say that he started causing a fuss, but then after one of the ushers and a pastor came over to see what was going on, he started calming down. The situation was being resolved. However, Mark Storms, appropriately named.
Oh, geez.
46 years old, had decided he was going to stop the whole situation because he has a concealed weapons permit, Ryan.
Great.
So he whipped out his gun.
Oh, my God.
Pointed it at the 27-year-old at the point where things were de-escalating. Whips out his gun and is yelling, "Get out of the church."
Okay. Good. Well, this must have resolved the situation, right? Did this further de-escalate or did this
when he came out, escalate. He had the gun out.
Yeah.
The gentleman who had caused the ruckus and had calmed down, Mr. Braxton, took umbrage with having a gun pointed at him.
Yeah, everybody's insane in this story.
And witnesses recalled him yelling, "Fuck you and your fake badge." Meanwhile, this asshole storms.
Yeah.
Johnny Cop.
Yeah, right.
Who's not. Whips out and is like waving his concealed weapons permit around. Like,
are we?
It's okay, everyone. I've got this. I've got a concealed weapons badge.
They're in church. They're in church. Fucking church.
And the situation was handled.
Oh, great.
And this asshole decides to Rambo out.
Okay.
So this other gentleman who obviously was not de-escalating the situation either. I mean, he's, you know, had been de-escalated.
Sure.
Yelling, "Fuck you, fuck your fake badge. Get the fuck out of here." That's probably not even a real gun, which sadly we find out later is not the case. And he's yelling, "What are you going to do? Shoot me?" Storms was aiming the gun at him, and the guy took a swing at Storms. That's when Storms took two shots at Mr. Braxton.
Oh, my God.
One hit him in the right arm, one hit him in the chest.
Oh, shit.
He ended up being rushed to the hospital where he died from his gunshot wounds.
Okay, important question here. What happened to that seat he was fighting about? Did anyone get a place to sit?
Mr. Storms has been charged with voluntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment. The DA there said, "We've looked at the shooting, and in our opinion, the shooting of Mr. Braxton is not a reasonable self-defense situation."
Okay.
He said Storms had no reason to bring a loaded gun into a crowded church on a Sunday morning in the first place.
Okay.
What about my freedom?
Well, I mean, he does have a concealed carry. I mean, that is what our government is setting up, right?
There you go.
And what are you saying, by the way? Are you saying guns kill people?
Right. Had nothing to do with the situation.
Hey, that guy still could have been shot to death had there not been a gun there.
Right, he could have sternly looked him to death.
Oh, yes. I hate that. Have you ever been looked to death? Stop it.
They say also Mr. Braxton was in the process of calming down, and that Storms rushing into the situation with his gun out may have escalated the situation.
Well,
and directly led to the death.
Nah, the important thing is everybody was safe and nobody got killed. Except that one guy, okay? Right. But still, it's totally worth it and seems totally reasonable to be able to pull out your gun at church and shoot somebody.
The DA said
who might need it.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense to bring a loaded gun to a church.
Whatever. Yeah, it does. That makes perfect sense in America. We have fucking guns everywhere.
Apparently, we need to protect ourselves from other assholes at church.
If you lived in Texas.
Exactly what the NRA and the gun manufacturers want us to be saying. Because then, guess what? We'll all go out and buy more guns.
Yeah. I mean, if you lived in Texas, wouldn't you be surprised if nobody had a gun in church?
Oh, yeah.
If or
someone
anywhere.
Didn't, I would be surprised.
I would just assume there are guns everywhere.
His bail's been set at $250,000. I have a feeling he's probably not going to make bail.
No. I don't know. I mean, is this guy seen as a hero? We are talking about the fucking gun culture here.
He said he hoped to defuse the situation by showing the gun.
Well, I mean, he sort of did.
He said he's done in the past. So this fuckhead has whipped out his concealed gun. Ooh. And his concealed carry permit.
Oh yeah.
See, this is the people we want to watch out for. These are the young Rambo, like I said, or the Jack Bowers they think they are when the littlest thing happens. Here a guy is dead.
Yes.
The situation was being diffused if this jerk off hadn't run in.
No, you are discrediting what this gun owner did.
Oh yeah.
He made it so at least someone could sit at that pew. He eliminated part of the fucking problem.
After the power steam, the blood off of it.
Whatever. You got it. It's a seed, ain't it?
You libtard.
Yeah.
What about my freedoms?
I mean, hey, listen. If you listen to the NRA's argument, that what we're saying right now, these are conversations we have to have. It was worth it, this guy dying, right?
What do you, to whom?
To the congregation. I mean, what if after this happened, a roving band of brown people would have stormed?
Well, he was a brown person, the gentleman who passed.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going on there. A little story of fun with guns.
How many, I'm just wondering, I'm not saying it's related or anything, but how many deaths by handguns did they have in Japan this weekend?
Probably, I don't know. 0.0.
What about British?
Probably 0.0.
British. What a bunch
of
pussies.
And you see on our Facebook over the weekend, might have been late last week, but
yes.
I put out a story that said after 20 years now, I think it's been since Australia took away everyone's freedom.
Yo, yes. Tyranny over there.
And all the studies that they've done show that, guess what? It's an overwhelming success. You know how they say bad guys are going to get guns anyway, Ryan, and criminals don't follow the law and all that. Well, guess what? We also find that if you remove a significant number of these devices from general society,
less people get fucking shot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, how naive. How naive, you little fucking ninny. Oh, please. Jesus Christ. It's insane.
Now, granted, they didn't have. So I don't think in Australia they had the equivalent of our Second Amendment.
Why are we outraged?
I don't think when they made Australia's constitution that, you know,
well,
make sure
Australia.
We have guns was a prime in the forefront of their brains.
How do we?
Like ours.
It's odd, man. There's just no outrage, you know? Or maybe it's muted because of the NRA and the lobbyists and all that
there's
shit.
A lot of outrage.
But dude, I mean, we live in a modern society, but yet people get murdered all the time by guns, and nobody gives a fuck. Nobody wants to do anything about it.
A lot of people give a fuck, but it seems like the people we elect don't listen to us. Look at the background checks. 80% of the United States, 80+% including gopers.
Right.
And including NRA members are in there that... I think even 60-something% of NRA members, if you get them alone and present to them the question, do you think if you buy a gun, you should just have a background check? They all say yes, no problem.
But then what happens?
60-something% for high capacity magazines. Like you don't need a clip that holds 80 bullets for your
if you're gonna
22.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna shoot up a school, you do.
Right, and. You know, some of the other assault machine guns. You don't need a machine gun if you're going to take out a deer.
Right. You haven't seen these deer.
So
these urban deer.
Right. But the just let's say just the background check part. We can't get it passed.
Yeah. That's all right.
Because the NRA has purchased so many.
How many handgun deaths do we have each year?
All right.
How many kids blow their brains out? They find their parents' guns. Yeah, we don't need smart guns either.
Right. You can't. Well, you can't yell. You know, they say, "What about the basic rights and amendments and stuff?" Well, you can't yell fire in a theater.
Yeah,
that's First Amendment. You're infringing on someone's First Amendment by punishing them. Well, you know what? As a civilized society, at times there are going to be times that. Maybe some of these, we're going to agree that for the best of society, some of these alleged rights of yours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I threw an article out on Facebook about guns this weekend. I said,
how'd that go?
Oh, great. You know, it made the point that, you know, it's not bad guys getting killed, getting shot. It's not a bunch of outlaws. It's kids. It's. Innocent bystanders.
I saw another mom. Didn't another mom get blown away in a car by a toddler?
Yeah, but what was she doing? I mean, was she being threatening? She was
expressing her Second Amendment.
How does it... Dude, aren't guns heavy? How does a toddler even pick up a gun to shoot the gun? Probably just found the trigger and...
Right.
I mean, if we're... It's odd. It, like in LA, it's illegal to jaywalk. Why? I don't know. I mean, why? Because they're worried about a citizen being hit by a car and killed. But we don't have any laws regulating guns. You have laws telling me where I can walk.
Seatbelts. I heard...
fuck you, big government.
I forgot who was talking about it. But a good example of your libertarianism versus your, you know, or your capitalism versus, you know, having some smart regulations is that down in South America, I think it was Cedar was talking about this, Sam Cedar on the Majority Report. Down in South America, the biggest selling car is a Chevrolet that they make down there.
Oh, okay.
And that now they're having problems because they don't have to have seatbelts. They don't have to have airbags. They they don't have safety features.
So cheap to make those cars.
Well, right. And they're now they're like internationally they're getting dinged on violations of you know, people are dying in their death boxes.
Just put some fucking seatbelts on these fucking cars. Right. And you're still making money, right?
And what happens when they did the seatbelt thing here? Ralph Nader had to lead the cause, the warrior, you know, take on.
Why didn't you let the market save us?
Well, right. The market was killing us. There's the answer. The market said, you know, not enough of us are dying, I guess. It's really just a strange kind of again, that libertarian.
Hey, what's going on with that lawsuit related to Sandy Hook? A group of people trying to sue these gun manufacturers wrongful death.
Oh, that's just starting.
I think,
or they just said they could.
Oh, okay.
Like it just passed another hurdle recently.
Yes.
A judge said, the lawsuit can proceed.
Oh, okay. That'll make me feel better if I somehow find myself in the middle of a mass shooting. I'm going to be able to sue somebody after this.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
I can make some money. and that's the thing with the libertarian thing, too, is it seems very reactionary, where when we get together as a group of people and as a society make laws, we're kind of like into preventing people from getting killed in the first place rather than let's react and let the market react
to a
bunch of dead bodies. Yeah.
I tell you what, man, if you want to change something, I guarantee you, you're a gun nut, right? Whatever. You're in a movie theater. Some wacko busts in there with an AK-47 and starts just shooting people. I bet you feel a little differently about how easy it is to get guns in this country. I bet all of a sudden your views change, right? You might have some empathy. Well, that's not empathy. You actually know. Now you understand what it's like to get shot at. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Not really. Does that make sense?
You know
what I mean? Like, it's like they won't understand unless they're actually in a goddamn mass shooting.
Well, that's how that's the way they work.
And the nutty thing is they think they
like
can
even with like gay people and stuff, it finally takes. And even then, sometimes they don't. But it finally takes, like, having a gay relative or something for these assholes to finally be like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe we should treat them like humans.
Right.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. I just saw a...
What's going on? Breaking news?
Not good news.
Oh, no.
Colorado Supreme Court today...
Oh, not marijuana.
Struck down...
Not marijuana.
Voter-approved bans on fracking.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
That's
crazy.
Voters in Longmont, Colorado, approved a fracking ban in 2012. Voters in Fort Collins approved a 5-year moratorium, drawing legal challenges from the Colorado... we should play evil music. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
Good God. Wait a second. I thought fracking... I thought it wasn't profitable anymore. It wasn't worth the time, you know? So how is this a thing?
I guess they're still trying to do it in some areas. As far as I knew, they weren't making a lot more money. But that's for the oil sand and stuff. The oil, right? Don't these guys frack for natural gas? Or I don't know what's
going
on.
Who knows? I don't know. They shoot a shit ton of water into the earth, and that causes a bunch of crap to come up to the surface, and they... Then they get all that. Isn't that how it works, kind of? Like you blast a shit ton of water into a hole. You give the earth an enema.
Yeah, it's some bullshit. Fracking. They say it goes against the Oil and Gas Conservation Act or something.
Yeah,
if the ban's left in place, it could ultimately lead to a patchwork of regulation that would inhibit the efficient development of oil and gas resource. So having a couple little asshole towns that don't want their water destroyed and their air destroyed might hurt the overall oil sales of the state. Well, so we're going to tell you can't do that shit.
Hey, you want to talk about dangerous? Dangerous? What if they had solar panels up and windmills?
Yeah.
There was a horrible wind spill. God,
Colorado. Fuck you, Colorado. I mean, you've made some strides, but goddamn, who did you put on the Supreme Court there?
That's the state of Boulder, Colorado, man. That's the state of Mork and Mindy.
Right. It's what also happened? The state of Gordon Kling and shit, though.
That's right. Evil.
I've got a story here. This one is even more stupidity. This is on our Facebook page, too. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, just about here. On this lovely day.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Sunny, 78 degrees here on the West Coast.
The traffic on the 405 sucks.
Shitty.
Total dick.
Our air sucks.
Hey, I bet we
could. And our people are assholes.
Hey, I bet we could do traffic right now. I bet we could. Here, I'll do it for you. The 110 to the 101 sucks dick. The 101 sucks dick. 405 is shitty. The 10 is not moving. No one can get anywhere. Oh, yeah. And in general, everybody in L.A. is a total douchebag.
And public transportation sucks balls.
Quit moving here! Quit fucking moving here! Quit moving here! I read something where more people were moving here.
What really?
Fuck, what is wrong with
That's
everyone?
It's funny, all the commenters everywhere talk about how everyone's fleeing the libtard land of California since Jerry Brown destroyed it with our record surpluses here.
Yeah. It's
and,
so horrible.
Yeah. This is out of where I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations means I'm no longer wanted for a series of moving violations. Nebraska?
Fuck you!
Flat smells like a cow's anus.
No, a
in
goose's
certain
anus.
Areas.
A goose's anus.
Not when I was driving through.
Oh, really?
Nickerson, Nebraska?
Whoa. Was it
Nickerson, Nickerson, Nebraska?
Just change the fucking name. Just change it. Okay.
Is a town of 400.
Oh my God. Now I'm for the proliferation of guns because I want to be able to use one on myself. I live in Nickerson, Nebraska, guys.
Now, the
400 people
residents.
Oh,
now there's a proposal from a company.
You can frack there, probably be all right.
A major poultry company.
Ooh, no.
That said, chicken. They would like to open a state-of-the-art $300 million facility in Nickerson.
It's a fucking chicken concentration camp. Well, it's chicken Auschwitz, man.
That would bring in 1,100 new jobs to the area.
Okay. Oh, God.
Not including the ones they'll bring in to build it in the first place.
How do they kill these chickens? What do? Do they electrocute them? They dip them in boiling water? Don't they dip them in boiling water and then they die of
they
shock and then the feathers just fall
it's
out?
It's all heinous.
Oh, yes.
To local farmers, feed and grain, they say, would rise. The demand would rise. So for all the local farmers, they'd need to feed those 1.6 million chicks, it says.
Oh, this is so horrible. Chicks?
Per week. Chickens per week.
Okay.
Processed for Costco.
How many?
1.6 mil per week. Damn, we eat a lot of
That's
chicken.
That's a shit ton of chicken.
Home sales, construction projects, neighborhoods would develop. Towns, the town that has been stagnant for decades would get new convenience stores, pizza shops. It would become a booming little metropolis, Ryan.
I think I'm going vegetarian again, honestly. I think this story is doing it. I'm just thinking about how gross this is. It's a state-of-the-art facility, and it kills a million chickens a day? Is that what you said? That's so gross, man. What are we doing? Quit eating meat. It's gross.
The
Ugh. You know, the KFC, they raise these chickens. They don't even have any beaks.
Some of them raised the issue at a local town meeting of, let's just say the demographic here.
It's white.
In Nickerson is, I would list it as white.
It's
as
perfect.
Fuck.
John Wayne approves.
The, some of the comments were about the smell, like
okay.
You said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I went to school, where I went to college in Gainesville, real close to where Ned Beatty got raped in the asshole in Deliverance. It's a I love that. Listen, it was near a chicken processing plant.
Squeal.
So gross.
Squeal. Yeah.
That guy wasn't even an actor. Right? That guy wasn't an actor.
Ned Beatty?
No. Oh. That played the part of rape.
Oh, really?
The raper of Ned Beatty was not an actor.
Come on.
He was a fucking Appalachian. They found in the mountains. They cast.
Not the main.
Bullshit.
Rapers. The main I thought just rapers. All the extras and everything they used were.
They cast them on locations. The hillbillies hopped up on meth.
We used all.
Ned Beatty's like, who? What co-star am I working with today? Oh, that toothless gentleman over there?
Ella May. She'll be running craft services. Do you like possum toenails?
You know, it's so funny when they were shooting this. Did you ever hear that story that the director had to keep reminding this hillbilly to not actually rape him? We know it's going to be.
I don't think that's actually.
No. It's going to be hard to resist. He's so attractive.
So, but they said, the company said, you know, with filtration systems they have now and everything, that the smellage has come a long way.
Oh, okay. Sure. You're killing a million chickens.
But the number one issue of the denizens of Nickerson, Nebraska.
Rename that fucking town. That's what you got to do. Horrible.
Are upset because the Georgia-based company looking to use the plant tends to use also,
I know it,
a lot of legal,
okay,
immigrant labor.
Legal immigrant labor. So what's the big deal?
One man from a neighboring town where processing plants already thrive came to warn them. Not only of these immigrants, Ryan, but Muslims.
What? God damn it.
Being a John Weigart is his name.
Hey.
Being a Christian, I don't want Somalis in here. Somalis.
Jesus could have been from Somalia, you fucking idiot.
Of Muslim descent. I'm worried about the type of people this is going to attract.
Oh, my. I got to tell you something. I live in the. Where is this in Nebraska? What town is this? Nickersonville?
Nickerson.
And this is racist on my part. I don't give a fuck. I read in the paper, there's a bunch of Mexican people or anybody moving in that's not white. I'm like, oh, okay, awesome. I'm so bored. Right?
Oh, well, right.
Some diversity. That's great.
This guy, by the way, has been in trouble for illegally denying immigrants rental property in his town.
No, you're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
You're a muzzy. You can't rent from me.
You know, listen, that little town I lived in Georgia, they had this fucking chicken processing plant. And they had another plant across town that made chicken feed. It smelled like total fucking shit. It smells so bad. Both sides. The chicken killing place smells horrible. And then the plant smells like shit. I mean, it's really disgusting. And they're not this is nuts. They're not worried about the smell of the plant. They're not worried about any of that. They're worried about non-white people moving into their shitty little fucking town.
The main issue that seemed to cause them all to say, we don't want that plant here, is that they don't want all the brown people that may be Muslims to come to their pristine white town.
Look at these fucking asshole snobs. What makes you so great to live around, you assholes? Really, what makes it so great to live around these white people?
We're not against jobs. We want stable, clean jobs.
Okay.
Which...
Why?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wait, what? John?
Stable and clean means white.
God, is this guy a cartoon character? He's from that little town in what's that Mel Brooks movie? Blazing Saddles.
Oh yeah, Good Morning, Ma'am.
It's a great movie, man.
Which I still have as a drop. I can't right. believe I downloaded. Did we ever play that? I don't think I ever played it.
I don't remember.
It does have the N-word in it.
You know who's great in that? You remember Gene Wilder? He had the
sure.
He had the bit where he was such a quick draw. He would shoot somebody and they cut away to him and he didn't even move his hands.
Wasn't even like picking his teeth or something.
He never touches guns but shot people.
It's a great movie.
Harvey Korman is in that movie. He's great.
Yeah.
Everybody's good in that. Madeline Kahn. Isn't Madeline Kahn in that? She plays Harvey Korman's mistress or wife or something like that. Hilarious.
Probably, yeah. Madeline Kahn was great.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you want to, go somewhere really white with no jobs, go to Nickerson.
Yeah,
they're keeping the white race.
It's like that little town in Blazing Saddles without the satire, without the Mel Brooks, and without the comedy, and without the musical numbers. Wasn't that a musical?
With all the racism.
Oh, yes.
Good news? You want to be ready for a little good news, maybe?
Fuck you. I don't believe you.
In the state of Missouri?
So far, let me...
Right next door to Nebraska.
We've covered racism, extensive gun violence for nothing.
Yeah.
So now we're having good news.
The... a committee in the Missouri House
yes.
of Representatives.
Okay, this is good news?
Surprisingly.
Okay, it's not starting out good.
Although I believe it was this law was voted down through a 6-6 tie. You know, this is one of these committees, so I guess you need certain amounts to just pass a committee.
Yeah,
did not pass the committee.
Our political process is so fucked up.
Killing it for this legislative session.
No.
This was a bill known as Senate Joint Resolution 39, which would have amended the state constitution to, quote, protect certain religious organizations and individuals from being penalized by the state because of their sincere religious beliefs or practices concerning marriage between two persons of the same sex.
I want my right to hate you.
Basically, it's giving everyone a right to discriminate against married same-sex couples.
And this law got struck down, right? Okay, this is fucked up good news. It's bad news in the fact that it actually someone thought of it.
Right.
So it's good news, but, you know.
In March, the Republicans, there was a, I think we talked about it here on the show, there was a filibuster that went on in the state house there from the Democrats trying to shoot down this heinous piece of shit.
Good job, guys.
And the Republicans says finally shut down a record-breaking 39-hour filibuster. Go Democrats.
Damn. Hell yeah.
It ended up passing 21-11 after Republican lawmakers broke the filibuster. We thank the House committee for listening to the... it gets to this committee then, and the committee is like, 6-6. But still, six people on that fucking committee.
How fucked up.
The Joe D. Winterhoff Human Rights Campaign, Senior Vice President for Policy and Political Affairs, said in a statement, "We thank the House committee for listening to the overwhelming chorus of fair-minded Missourians, business leaders, and civil rights advocates, blah, blah, blah."
God.
I'm sure there was an overwhelming chorus of fair-minded Missourians.
Oh, yes. Please cue the homophobic butthurt, the wailing.
Business leaders, yes, because they probably started getting emails that were like, look, we ain't coming to your state if you pass one of these laws.
We're going to do you like North Carolina.
Right. He says, however, even with this vote today, we must remain diligent to ensure it doesn't come. They could still come back, by the way, somehow with these, jeez, you know, with our ridiculous system. You can
this
still
hate.
Somehow it can still come back.
Hate don't die.
If the Republicans really decide to push it.
Why don't they try to push some shit that helps people? I mean, I say this a lot, but
this
what about,
helps people, Ryan.
What about bridges and roads?
Fuck
and,
you socialist commie.
What about paying for more science books in your schools that don't teach kids that Jesus. The earth is 6,000 fucking years old?
God will find the money. Wasn't that the latest? That one where the guy said, God will find us the money if we...
Ooh.
Weren't they going to pass some law and they said, well, we just don't have the money for it? And he said, God will find the money to...
How?
They were going to pass a law like outlawing abortion.
Okay.
And they said, we can't afford to fight the legal battles and like feed hungry people.
Okay.
And he said, you know, he probably is like, well, give the money to the lawyers. God will feed the... No, but he did say, God will find a way of letting us... keep the state running if we staunchly defend the bathrooms.
What is he basing that on? Like, God will find the money? Is it sort of like that thing where Jesus there? I don't know. Where were they at? Some outdoor concert, some event, and everybody was hungry, and God got a fish.
And there are people literally sitting in a parking spot out in front. The mother is doing homework with her daughter.
They're saving
and
that
they're
spot.
They're sitting, yeah, They're sitting, squatting in a spot, doing homework, waiting for someone to come home so they can. That's how heinous parking is here in Koreatown.
Are they poor? Are they poor? Let them do it.
They're not rich.
You know what I mean?
It's I don't give a shit. Yeah,
I know. And sometimes that does piss me off. I'm like, you're saving a spot. That's so fucking evil. Then I think, well,
if we had better public transportation for everybody, maybe they wouldn't need to have a car.
It's sitting out in a parking spot doing your homework. It's crazy.
So, thumbs up. Good news. A rare amount of good news.
Look at what the Democrats had to do. They had to filibust for 39 fucking hours.
You put this on our Facebook, too. It's getting a lot of backlash, though. Kirk fucking Cameron.
What do you mean backlash? Should I not? Was that a bad story? I thought this.
No, he's getting backlash.
Oh, he is. Oh, okay.
He did a recent interview.
Yes.
With the.
See, that's surprising, number one, right there.
Christian Post.
No, he did a recent interview. Why? Who in the fuck wants to interview this nutball?
Ryan, that's the star of Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas. How dare you?
Can you? Okay. Wait 1 second. Don't look it up and don't play it. Growing Pains theme song. Can you remember it? Can you remember it?
No, not so much. I don't think so.
Damn it. I can't remember.
But if I heard it, I'd probably be like, oh, it's Growing Pains.
Yeah. All those 80s like theme songs, their shows. You remember Who's the Boss? You remember that one?
Sure.
How does that go? I don't remember it. This is a stupid topic of conversation.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Program.
No, I don't remember the exact. I mean, I remember the show. I thought you meant. You know, do I remember the actual?
Okay, what's this one?
No.
Standing there on the wings of our dreams.
I just remember Greatest American Hero.
A Perfect Strangers.
Former star Kirk Cameron, former child star. Oops.
Yeah.
And former star.
Yeah. Simpleton. No, he's a current simpleton, right?
Was in an interview,
dumbass,
and said, I don't know how they even got into this, but he said, quote, wives are to honor and respect and follow their husband's lead.
Oh,
not to tell their husband how he ought to be a better husband.
Fuck you, Mike Seaver, and friend of Boner.
When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, there is hope for real change in their marriage.
Oh, God, you fuck off. Number one, you're ponderous. Number two, you're offensive. The fuck is he talking about?
Don't ask me.
This douchebag, he's still got the same Mike Seaver haircut. Let it go.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Let it go, loser.
So, Kirk Cameron, ladies, the world would be better off if you all just shut the fuck up and listen to your man folk. And don't tell him how to be a better husband.
He's nuts.
Don't tell him how to be a better husband.
You know, man, I mean, he was the biggest star at one point for a few years. He was the biggest star on television. His show was number one. Yes. What's his face? Was his dad big old star? What was his name? Alan Thicke?
Yes.
And then Kirk Cameron started dating some hot chick Who is she? Some model or something?
Was it on the show?
Oh, it was on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he didn't want to have a kiss with her, or he didn't want to.
Well, he eventually got that one fired because she had shown her titties at some point in her life, right?
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole this guy is.
Right.
Jeez.
A spectacular asshole.
I remember there was an episode of some show like Punked or something, something similar to Punked. Someone went, got Kirk Cameron's car and totally disassembled it as a practical joke.
Mm-mm.
He was a real good sport about it, though.
Was he? That's good. That he was nice about it.
I can't remember one storyline from Growing Pains. That show must have sucked. You know what it really sucked?
It wasn't. Yeah, what was the whole deal with Growing? What was the gig with Growing Pains? There wasn't one. Like with Family Ties, it was Mike Seaver was the young Republican conservative
Alex
in a
Keaton.
Family full.
Alex
oops,
Keaton
oops,
was
yes.
in.
Mike Seaver was yeah. was this dude. Alex Keaton was the tight ass Republican
with hippie parents.
With hippie parents.
Which you listen, I think that's a brilliant
it's a
idea.
Fun concept.
It was a great
what
show,
was
right?
The concept of Kirk Cameron's show. It was
I think
one?
The concept was Alan Thicke, I think, was the big star at the beginning, and he got a sweet deal.
He was a shrink.
Yes.
Who
there you
treated
go.
Patients
oh my God.
At the house. Right?
Right.
Didn't we see on occasion you would see a patient, but I
yeah.
think, I don't know, maybe they decided it would be better off the funnier story was the kids or something.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, you know,
the bright shining star of Kirk Cameron right. took off.
His dad, his psychiatrist dad turned him into a right-wing nut job lunatic.
Right, right. Speaking out.
Yes.
About the Kirk Cameron episode.
I feel like I...
We have a brand new episode of The Hollywood Hick
oh,
with
awesome.
Brent Paris. 7 p.m., 7 a.m. here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little taste. Of Brent Paris talking about the whole Kirk Cameron. I think this is Kirk Cameron.
Incensed and angry because he's such a bitch ass bitch, right?
Hold on a second.
It's horrible. It's awful. It sucks. It just straight.
Hold on.
You gotta restart it. I'm
I think this is what he's talking about.
He's like two syllables in and already somebody's a bitch ass bitch.
Exactly.
I love it.
Sucks. But. What else is going on out here after I digress and start talking about the homo rodeo? Let's see what else is happening. I'd say
wait,
a few things.
Wait.
The homo rodeo is this coming weekend, by the way. And
is he going?
I believe if you listen, yeah, the Hick is going to be grumpy this week because he's on a crash diet because he said he went on his yearly.
He's participating?
He went to his yearly checkup. And he got on the scale and he kept going higher and higher and higher. And he says he's going to be involved in a diet. So. But anyway, here's what he says about
shit.
Kirk Cameron.
I was over here perusing through this. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Back it up. Is it here? No, it ain't there. Sorry, y'all. I'm stalling. All right. This is my thing. I am sick and tired of people trying to tell everybody how to live their damn life, right? I don't understand. If you ain't hurt nobody, you ain't causing any problems, then get the fuck out of my business. I don't want you to worry about where I'm peeing. I don't want you to worry about where I'm putting my pecker, who I'm having sexy times with, especially if it grosses you out the kind of sexy times that I enjoy, because that means you don't need to think about it. You need to just pull your head out of my business and out of my bedroom, especially if it makes you so grossed out and hurts your delicate sensibilities in such a fashion, and leave it the fuck alone. But eyes flipping through the flipboards again, and every time this fool's freaking dumbass face pops up on something, I just can't help but read it because it just makes me so freaking incensed and angry because he's such a bitch ass bitch, right?
Okay, this is the Hollywood Hick about to talk about Kirk Cameron. I went back too far, but the Hick
right.
is always worth it.
So funny.
Well, I was looking through here, and then our friend. Oh my goodness! Did this shit just crash
Uh-oh.
Again? Fuck you! We're not even gonna do the story. I was gonna do a story about Kirk Cameron and his bitch ass bitchiness, and how he's pretty much telling women that if you do not submit to your husband, you are not being a good wife, and all this stuff, trying to impose his like overly evangelical Christian values on people, which is just nuts. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand that stuff. Sitting there, submit. If I was a woman and I saw him walking down the street, I'd just walk over and punch his ass in the throat. That's exactly what I'd want to do. I just want to be like, you know what? You ain't got.
I'd punch his ass in the throat.
No damn sense. You ain't got no damn respect for women. All you do is got these backwards ass thoughts that apparently, if you haven't been paying attention, that shit ain't helping the cause anywheres at all. Dudes who pull this bullshit, I don't get it.
Anyway, there's a little taste of the Hollywood hick.
So funny.
With his opinion. On the sevens here, downloaded also iTunes Stitcher.
Somebody's getting throat punched.
Right. Punch him. I walk down the street and punch him right in the throat.
Oh, that's funny.
Very, very, very funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the sevens, don't forget also, 8 p.m. every night, the Daily Upper Decker, our sports
show. Oh, shit. That's right.
All kinds of stuff here. And 4 p.m., quite often, definitely on Saturdays at 4 p.m., Cantilinguist.
Dude, there is a crazy ass. For fucking sure, the Daily Upper Decker is covering this. But have you been following this thing with this St. Louis Cardinals pitcher that's being sued civilly, possibly?
No.
Because they're saying he knowingly gave a non-lethal STD to somebody.
Knowingly?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, that's a hell of a story to follow you around if you're a fucking baseball player. Carlos Martinez, he's the best pitcher on the Cardinals. Man, the St. Louis Cardinals are having a shitty year. That's great. Oh, that's funny.
The more good news?
Oh, yes.
Ready for...
That's good news, right?
Can you handle... Yeah. Can you handle another good court decision here?
Oh, shit, yes.
This is... it has to do with SCOTUS, but it's
SCOTUS?
In regards to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, a bunch of hippies.
A bunch of business groups.
Hipsters.
Whining, crying, screaming.
Boo.
That we don't want to pay $15 an hour to evil workers. Fuck them, takers.
Oh,
we want slave wages so our businesses can thrive.
But then they're going to bitch when some homeless person is putting a tent up on the sidewalk near their house.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, dickhead.
Well, by all measures that we've seen, and you know, there's some fake ones out there. I thought,
yes,
one time on our Facebook page, our community jumped in and jumped on and trounced a troll with like facts and shit. One of these guys was like, "Look at what's happening in Seattle! All these restaurants are closing because of that $15 an hour. The businesses are dying. All of these." Food preparers are starving to death, Ryan.
Right.
And it turns out it's just not true. All they did was they looked at the numbers of the percentage of restaurants that closed that year compared to that had opened or something.
Yeah.
And it was rough. Guess what's a rough business? Guess what
the
business
restaurant
always
business.
Has turnaround. And then they went, but then, so they broadcast that. That's this horrible number. Look, you're killing business.
But what are you supposed to do?
But then they said, well, let's look at the previous years. They look at the previous years and it's the exact same fucking percentage.
Wait, facts?
Right.
But I feel
so
like.
So the same number of businesses opened and closed.
But it feels
the same
like.
It had nothing, there was no, therefore that would say there's no net effect of the $15 an hour wage.
Dude, I mean, these big corporations aren't having to close down because their big fat cat CEOs are making like, you know, $15 million a year. How much is that one guy making a year? You yelled out some figure, some official somewhere was making a shit ton of money this morning.
Oh, CEO of one of the world's largest advertising.
How much do they fucking make every year?
He pulled in over $100 million last year. He.
What is that a week?
Pulled in over $100 million last year.
I'm opening up my calculator on my device here.
So, go ahead.
What is 100? I don't. How many zeros is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The International Franchise Association sued Seattle because of, you know, their McDonald's and their Burger Kings and all their those kind of businesses.
Yes.
How are we going to afford to make money if we have to pay those burger flippers $15 an hour?
You know, fuck off.
Maybe you shouldn't be in business.
Yeah. By the way, if you're making $100 million a year, I just did it on the calculator. I don't know if this is right. It says you're making $1,800.40.
I think that's probably a miscalculation.
Ugh, fuck this calculator.
So a federal judge in Seattle in March of 2015 had rejected their claims, the claims of the International Franchise Association. So they appealed. The San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with them, and they said, we're taking it to the Supreme Court because we don't want to pay money.
Yeah, why can't we just have slaves?
And Seattle officials and the Service Employees International Union, which had helped back the city with the case, said that had won, essentially.
Oh, that's good.
The association says it's disappointed with the court's action. Anyway,
fuck
today
you.
SCOTUS said we're staying with the decision. Yeah. So the Supreme Court of the United States of America did not pick up the case, leaving it to the lower case, which means that the $15 an hour so far minimum wage up in Seattle stands.
Jesus Christ.
And by every other measure they've seen, guess what's happening? People are starting to buy more shit.
Yeah.
People have more money and are starting to, I don't know, put it into the economy, the local economies.
Wait. What about all these people making $20 an hour that are ferreting some of their money away into these Swiss bank accounts?
Right. Transferring it to the Caymans. You're a barista.
Right.
Over at Starbucks.
That's so fucking awesome, man. The idea that our society should be like that. You talk about that all the time. You should be able to make a good living. You may be able to make a living being a barista.
Absolutely.
It's a necessary job. People want coffee. People like to go out to buy coffee.
And for those who do a regular coffee shop, Denison's and stuff, you know, if you get a good coffee shop with good people that work there, maybe you get your favorite barista, as ridiculous as that sounds. Yeah. But you're like, oh, can I have Matt make my triple latte with a double foam twist and a shot of hazelnut and sprinkles?
Right. Jeez.
And that's cool. Like,
yes, that's awesome.
You know,
as fuck.
Why not have those people be able to make a living wage and support themselves? And I don't know, maybe even a family. Why not?
It's a great job. Yeah, it's nuts.
No. You should want to be, want to be a lawyer, a doctor. You should want to work for the man.
You should be in a cube.
Right.
That's what they're saying. You should be in a cube in some
Heinous,
building
horrible
somewhere.
Cube. Yeah.
Doing data entry.
Blech. I've got here, this was left over from, Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday.
On, the Friday. Don't forget to listen to Crab Diving every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, here live on the network, streaming for you, or, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes or Stitcher.
We skipped the top 5 songs in America on Friday.
Oh, should we do them today?
We could do
those today if you like. Thanks for reminding me, Ryan. But this is a story, I mean, you will, it's a double bonus because
double,
not only is it just some absolute ridiculousness.
Yes.
As to the, theme.
Okay.
Let's say, and what's being said here, but it also takes place.
Yes.
On the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, fuck me.
Jim Baker had on some other loony named Dr. Dennis Lindsay.
Lindsay.
To discuss creation science.
Important question. Is his wife there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
What's her name?
I think his wife's name's Terry, isn't
Terry.
It? Maybe?
Or yes.
Is that, am I confusing Terry with
well,
Terry?
Well, Pat's side bitch is Terry as well.
Terry Musin.
Where's my side bitch?
This was on last week's show.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they were selling any. I'm sure they were selling, between segments of selling food.
Okay.
Lori is her name, I'm sorry. Lori Baker is her name. The current wife.
Right.
So I was confusing Terry Musin with Lori Baker.
Okay. That's all right.
This is the latest discovery they have, Ryan. Jim Baker on top of things with creation science discoveries.
Oh, that's awesome.
And here is a little bit of, this is just so bizarre. They have new information on Stonehenge.
But is the point still to sell this shitty food, this dehydrated bullshit and soup?
Yeah, Jim Baker's ultimate goal for this TV show is, to sell.
So is he standing in front of vats?
Well, in every shot they have here on stage, there's a wall of dried potatoes behind him.
Here's some dried crap if you're interested.
Giant white buckets that uses shit buckets for storage.
You know, you can also use it to, if you're trying to de-ice your driveway, you can sprinkle it on.
Oh,
it probably does the same fucking thing.
So what I tried to do is I tried to weep.
This is the dude. This is Dennis Lindsay explaining to you his latest discovery about Stonehenge.
Through there, the reason that giants were infiltrating Israel and why.
So, yes, you heard him. He said giants. He goes by the literal. I guess somewhere in Bullshitticus in the Old 69. Testament is a part about giants. I guess they describe giants. Well, not only David and Goliath, right?
Oh yes, yes, I remember that when David killed that giant with a big rock.
But I guess there are other giants that were in the Bible. So
many giants. Wait, how big are these people? Like, what kind of giants?
I don't have the stats on the giants.
Jack and the Beanstalk giants?
I assume it would be in cubits anyway, so I wouldn't be able to convert it.
What is a cubit? Like, how does that work?
It's a measure of distance.
Okay. How many cubits in a mile?
I don't know. I could look it up. Cubits? They have it.
It wasn't the ark measured in cubits.
Yes.
Is that? Yeah. Okay.
It's an ancient unit based on the forearm length. From the middle finger to the tip to the elbow bottom. So it's not even...
Forearm to the penis?
The common computation makes it the average would be 20.24 inches for your ordinary everyday cubit.
Oh, wow.
There you
interesting.
Go.
Math moment. Cubits.
So here's this guy talking about his scientific method.
The reason that giants were infiltrating Israel and why Satan has been, why Israel has been hated passionately by so many nations. Why does Satan hate what's going on in this little nation and it still survives? And why did he have these giant beings trying to wipe them out? And it's all about... He's out to destroy God's creation and his whole plan of redemption and contaminate the human race because Jesus came not to save hybrid.
There's a wide shot.
Holy fuck,
he's
insane.
A wide shot, and it's really, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ninnies. 10 white ninnies sitting around this horseshoe-shaped desk on the giant stage, also scattered throughout the back of the stage. It looks like a Shakespearean set. There's balconies for them to go. There's stairs and shit. But at the forefront of the stage is this horseshoe shaped table with all the ninnies sitting around it. And scattered behind them are little walls of blue plastic drums full of
it really is nuts.
Or Jim Baker food.
Can I ask you something? Why does it take all these people on stage to? Like, why are all these people on stage? That's my first question. What are they doing?
I don't know what's going on.
Are they contributing commentators talking about... And this dumbass...
This is like he's reading Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
This is you open TV Guide and you say, what's going to be on Game of Thrones this week? And this is the kind of shit you got. That's why the giant beings were circling Israel.
What are the giants like? I mean, do they sound like... Hey, hey, hey. Wait a second. You say hey, hey, hey.
They were fat.
Giant rapey Bill
fat,
Cosby giants.
Black Jesus Jews given.
Can anybody you can't listen to Fat Albert anymore, can you? It's kind of fucked up, right?
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to watch Cosby too.
What about this for a Kickstarter? So all kids in America can enjoy the Fat Albert show. I used to watch it. I loved it. We got to redub the whole program, find a new actor to voice Fat Albert. What do you think about that?
Didn't he voice several of them?
Yes, it's a big project.
Didn't he do that guy too?
That's, I mean, really, I mean, is that how he got, where did we hear, someone made that joke up, right? Something about Fat Albert, something, some Bill Cosby. I'm just cycling through all the horrible Bill Cosby rape jokes I've heard.
God's creation and his whole plan of redemption and contaminate the human race, because Jesus came not to save hybrids or non-human beings or fallen angels or Lucifer. He came to save human beings and to have a family. Satan is out to destroy that and have his own seed and make his own family, and he wasn't going to try to do that. He knows what the Bible has said about Israel.
Are we telling me that these giants are spraying their seed over Israel?
I'm really confused. I'm not sure.
Alarming. That's alarming.
And it is the place where God has chosen to live forever. So he's out to, and he built his little squatter's hut up there on the Temple Mount, you know, that temple, because he knows what the Bible says about
it. They're all chuckling at the joke. Look at the Lord built a squatter's hut.
That place. So this is what I did. I weaved through there. Why? And what is the evidence for giant beings on this earth? We all know about Stonehenge, right?
Yes.
And yes, there she is. I know about Stonehenge. I went there once.
Okay. I don't mean to. Is this dumbass going to tell me that this is like dominoes for giants? That's Stonehenge. Is that the point? Is that the point this idiot's getting
They're
to?
Giant dildos.
Oh, yeah.
It's. Discarded sex toys falling out of the vaginas, giant 80-foot beings.
It's a sumo wrestler's butt plug.
Earth, we all know about Stonehenge, right?
Yes.
And that's just one out of hundreds and hundreds of gigantic places around the world that testify that some sort of supernatural power or giants were involved in its construction. And I documented in this book.
I died. So here we go. Here's proof. Yes. I wrote my bullshit theory down on a piece of paper. This now makes it proof.
Why isn't it widely accepted that I can't say he's mentally ill? Why can't I say he's mentally disturbed?
I don't know. He's not mentally ill. The herd of ancient white cows mooing in the audience.
Can you go back mentally and play? Ill. What's that, Lori? Lori, that one interjection she has. There were giants in Israel. Yes. Yes.
Oh, he said, you know Stonehenge, right?
Yeah. Stonehenge, right?
Yes.
If I'm the director of this show, I take off my headset. I take her side. I said, can you shut the fuck up? You
we
are
all
the
know
star.
About Stonehenge, right?
Yes.
God. Jim Baker's a star.
Stonehenge, right?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
That was a little carryover from Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. A little poor leftover Israel. Tidbit I had.
Poor Israel. Giants.
This guy is making money writing books. He's turning Game of Thrones into, but this is real.
Yes.
So here's my theory. He's not a good writer. He's not George R.R. Martin or whatever the hell the guy's name is. He's no Tolkien. He's a shitty writer, so therefore he says nobody's going to read my fiction, my giant stories and my elves and my dwarves and giant magic beings. So I'm going to go Jesus, and they don't care how good the writing is.
He's no Henry Miller.
Exactly.
Yes.
No Dostoevsky.
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it. I mean, is that really in the Bible, stuff about giants and shit?
There's giants in the Bible somewhere.
I mean, let's humor this guy, right? Let's say he's not a lunatic nutball who could be like, I mean, he could suffer from some profound mental illness here. But like, why didn't God just not allow the giants to exist? Or why didn't the God smite the giants down before they started shooting their loads all over Israel? Why, God, are you letting the chosen people be
mysterious ways
shot upon by these fucking giants?
The
so stupid
Nephilim.
Who?
Numbers 13:31.
God damn it,
Nephilim. But the men that went up with him said, "We may not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we."
sit on my dick.
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. Yeah,
doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
The land eateth. Ooh, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature.
Oh, really?
And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
So wait. See, here's the thing with the imagery in the Bible.
Like tall people.
Yes. But, I mean, are we actually grasshoppers, or are we like grasshoppers?
As grasshoppers, so they were...
We were grasshoppers.
Similar to grasshoppers.
You know, I have relatives in Alabama that they sell grasshoppers as fish bait.
The Nephilim are the...
Blaspheme.
What
are they? Nephilims? What is that?
How do I stop sinning? Overcoming your worst sins.
Quit being a perv. How's that?
God, where am I? Beginningandend.com. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Shut up.
End time Bible prophecy page. This is awesome.
Right. It is pretty great.
If you want to figure out your end time Bible prophecy.
Jeez. Yeah, your own or what?
Well, I don't think there's individualized ones.
Choose your own adventure. Apocalypse. Yeah. Do you ever read those books?
And the four horsemen will come down, blank space, Billy, typed in different font.
How many giants were there?
I don't have all that information. I apologize.
Oh, jeez.
I don't have the giant census of 4,000 BC.
Wow.
That's when the giants apparently strode the earth at that point. I don't know where they went.
How do you live?
I'm still trying to figure out how...
It would be impossible.
Adam and Eve had two sons.
Right.
Therefore, entire race of humanity.
Oh, well...
Where did they find women to bloweth their loadeths in?
No, because God ripped a...
No.
Oh, but they had two sons.
Yeah.
Oh, just don't think about that.
Oh, I get it.
You know, don't be a pain in the ass. Right.
I forgot that.
Don't worry about that.
Tiny little little detail.
Right. Stupid.
The
giants.
I've got a little bit of. Do you want to hear a little bit of our POTUS?
Oh yes. Oh God, he's killing it! Right? Is this the correspondence dinner
of our commander in chief?
I heard a little bit of this, and he destroyed. He's funny.
He did well, had good writers, and a whole lot of zero fucks given, right?
Doesn't he do stand-up after he's done?
Oh, why?
Look, God, think how much money he could get. What do you mean?
I think he'll be okay.
He'll have a ball. Yeah. He'll go back to his cocaine days.
I'm not sure exactly what these clips are, but let's here's a little bit.
You can't say it, but you know it's true. Good evening, everybody. It is an honor to be here at my last, and perhaps the last, White House Correspondents' Day. You all look great. The end of the Republic has never looked better. I do apologize. I know I was a little late tonight. I was running on CPT. Which stands for jokes that white people should not make.
That's Hillary and de Blasio, right?
Oh, shit. Did Hillary said that? Did she make a CPT?
She was in the skit. De Blasio the one who said, she's like, why are you late? And he said, I'm on CPT. And she goes, confused politician time. Ha, 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 ha.
There is not a lot of politicians that can be funny. This is Barack.
He's good.
Hussein
good
Obama timing, yeah. is hilarious.
Tip for you, Jeff. anyway, here we are. My eighth and final appearance at this unique event. And I am excited. If this material works well, I'm going to use it at Goldman Sachs next year.
Damn. Did he drop the mic and walk off stage? Well, no, that's,
listen to this. Here's the I'll skip ahead, but here's
every single day. So I want to close my final White House Correspondents' Dinner by just saying thank you. I'm very proud of what you've done. It has been an honor and a privilege to work side by side with you to strengthen our democracy. And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
He kissed his fingers and dropped the mic.
Did he really?
They gave him a separate mic.
Oh, my God.
I got two words to say. Obama out.
Oh, the ditties don't like that.
Dropped the mic.
They don't like that shit. That is funny, man.
Here you go.
Well, on the Republican side, things are a little more, how shall we say this, a little more loose. Just look at the confusion over the invitations to tonight's dinner. Guests were asked to check whether they wanted steak or fish, but instead, a whole bunch of you wrote in Paul Ryan.
They keep cutting to Reince Priebus.
I love that joke.
To Reince Priebus, which is kind of funny.
What's he doing?
Ryan's laughing.
Yeah.
That's not an option, people. Steak or fish. You may not like steak or fish, but that's your choice. Meanwhile, some candidates aren't polling high enough to qualify for their own joke tonight.
I love that.
The rules were well established ahead of time. And then there's Ted Cruz.
Here's some of the people in the crowd like, oh.
Yeah.
Ted had a tough week. He went to Indiana. Hoosier country. Stood on a basketball court. And called the hoop a basketball ring.
Chris Matthews laughing in the audience.
What else is in his lexicon? Baseball sticks, football hats. But sure, I'm the foreign one.
Don Lemon's there
that
at one
is
point.
Awesome.
At one point, Larry Wilmore said, oh, look, it's alleged journalist Don Lemon.
Oh, that's so
Don
brilliant.
Don Lemon gives him the finger.
For real? Ironically, or?
Don Lemon was laughing,
okay.
But then he flips him off.
Oh, nice.
It's still not very professional.
No. No, you know what else isn't professional? Maybe suggesting on a news program that a plane that crashed maybe disappeared into a fucking wormhole. I don't know.
Black hole.
It's not a black hole or a wormhole. Which
is it? It was even worse. It was racist.
Oh, yes.
There's a black hole.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps. I want to thank Carol for all that you do. You know, the free press is central to our democracy, and nah, I'm just kidding. You know I've got to talk about Trump.
That's awesome.
He's really good.
Yeah.
We weren't just going to stop there.
A lot of white people in this White House Correspondents' Dinner, I must add.
Really.
And
not diverse, huh?
Larry Wilmore, I think, did a great job. And there are parts, maybe I'll get clips for tomorrow's show. Listen to us two to 4 p.m. tomorrow. But
every weekday,
Larry Milton, there were like parts where they were like silence.
Oh, really?
Because it was so, but it
they
was
didn't want to hear it.
Great. Oh, it was great slamming them for their white privilege and shit. And
was
and
it like
making fun of the press because it's your fault? We have Trump, kind of, you know, and they're all like,
was it like when Stephen Colbert did the
thing? People compared it to Colbert's.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
But Colbert went after the president a lot more. Wilmore went after the president, Hillary, and really went after the press, which is who's sitting there.
Come on. Although I am a little hurt that he's not here tonight. We had so much fun the last time.
Remember, Trump sat there stone-faced.
And it is surprising. You've got a room full of reporters, celebrities, cameras, and he says no. Is this dinner too tacky for the Donald? What could he possibly be doing instead? Is he at home eating a Trump steak? Tweeting out insults to Angela Merkel? What's he doing? The Republican establishment is incredulous that he's their most likely nominee. Incredulous. Shocking. They say Donald lacks the foreign policy experience to be president. But in fairness, he has spent years meeting with leaders from around the world. Miss Sweden. Miss Argentina. Miss Azerbaijan.
So much.
That's
the crowd,
so great.
So much of the crowd is like, "That's funny, but we're really uncomfortable white people."
He takes his time, man. He really, he's really good. It's a shame. God, what a waste. He should have done comedy.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo, because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
There you go.
Funny,
like half of the audience even did an actual facepalm.
Oh, shit.
It was great.
It's great.
So there you go, a little bit of our president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. I will miss him.
Oh, guys, so good. He should have done comedy. He should have done stand-up. Why the fuck did he want to be president?
Boring.
Right-wing and bitter-clinging proud-clingers of our guns, our God, in our religions, in our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Stop it!
How about that scenario? John McCain, sadly, or you know, is elected president and sadly has a grabber, and we get President Palin.
God.
They've been wearing this political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest.
You think she needs different writers?
I don't think she has any writers but her, do you think?
Oh, man, it's the end of the fucking show.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, here on the West Coast, 5 to 7 live on the Eastern Coast. Don't forget, if you want to listen to us as a podcast, you can get us at iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a good review, please.
Yay.
Or go to crabdiving.com. Listen to all the other great stuff here on the network, streaming 24/7. Crabdiving.com/listen.
That's right, baby.
Don't forget, if you want to buy stuff at Amazon, you can help us out. Buy it through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com. Reach in our hole.
Don't ignore our hole.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Takes you to Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. We get our beaks wet. Doesn't cost you nothing. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter stream, @RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Watch out for giants.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.